Max Born, 38, a key figure in the future development of quantum physics, had arrived in the small university town from Frankfurt just 6 months before Pauli. Growing up in Breslau, capital of the then Prussian province of Silesia, it was mathematics, not physics, that attracted Born. His father, like Pauli's, was a highly cultured medical man and academic. A professor of embryology, Gustav Born advised his son not to specialize too early once he enrolled at Breslau University. Dutifully, Born settled on astronomy and mathematics only after having attended courses in physics, chemistry, zoology, philosophy, and logic. His studies, including time at the universities of Heidelberg and Zurich, ended in 1906 with a doctorate in mathematics from Göttingen. Immediately afterwards, he began a year of compulsory military service that was cut short because of asthma. After spending 6 months in Cambridge as an advanced student, where he attended the lectures of J.J. Thompson, Born returned to Breslau to begin experimental work, but quickly discovering that he possessed neither the patience nor the skills required to be even a competent experimenter, Born turned to theoretical physics. By 1912, he had done enough to become a Privatdozent in the world-renowned mathematics department at Göttingen, where they believed that physics is much too hard for physicists. Born's success in tackling a string of problems by harnessing the power of mathematical techniques unknown to most physicists led in 1914 to an extraordinary professorship in Berlin. Just before war broke out, another newcomer arrived at the epicenter of German science, Einstein. Before long, the two men, who shared a passion for music, became firm friends. When war came, Born was called up for military service. After a spell as a radio operator with the Air Force, he spent the rest of the war conducting artillery research for the Army. Fortunately, stationed near Berlin, Born was able to attend seminars at the university, meetings of the German Physical Society, and musical evenings at Einstein's home. After the war, in the spring of 1919, Max von Laue, an ordinary professor at Frankfurt, suggested to Born that they swap posts. Laue had won the 1914 Nobel Prize for the theory behind the diffraction of X-rays by crystals and wanted to work with Planck, his former supervisor and a scientist he idolized. Born, encouraged by Einstein to definitely accept, agreed, as the exchange meant promotion to a full professorship and independence. Less than 2 years later, he moved to Göttingen to head the university's Institute of Theoretical Physics. It consisted of one small room, one assistant, and a part-time secretary. But Born was determined to build on these humble beginnings an institute to rival Sommerfeld's in Munich. High on his list of priorities was getting Wolfgang Pauli, whom he described as the greatest talent in the physics area that has emerged in the last years. Born had already tried once before and failed, as Pauli opted to stay in Munich to finish his doctorate. This time, he got his man.